When Cheyenne Terry called Alberta Fish and Wildlife to see what could be done to help a visibly injured deer in Okotoks, she was left disappointed by their response, or lack thereof. Provincial policy dictates that if an adult animal's condition isn't life-threatening, there's nothing that can be done to help it by Fish and Wildlife. When I called them, they said if the deer can walk, even if it's limping or it looks like it's struggling to walk, if it's eating and drinking, they will just leave the deer alone, said Terry. So they can't do anything for the deer. If its condition is severe enough that intervention is needed, the animal may be compassionately euthanized. The deer in question was filmed by Julie Fedorovich moving with a prominent limp as it struggled to put weight on a visibly disfigured front leg. Ultimately, as the deer is able to eat and move, it isn't a severe enough case to warrant compassionate euthanasia, according to Alberta Fish and Wildlife. I was hoping that they could do something like take it to like a sanctuary, so it didn't have to worry about predators or getting hit by car or getting stressed by dogs or any people in the area, but they just explained that because it's an adult deer, there's nothing they could do. It's kind of hard to hear, but I guess it's better for them to try to heal by themselves, said Terry. Why not help an adult animal? Wildlife sanctuaries are heavily regulated by the provincial government when it comes to what animals they can and can't take in, explained Scotty Potter, Alberta Institute for Wildlife Conservation Communications Coordinator. Adult deer are on the list of animals we are not permitted to rehabilitate, she said. As adults, they are off-limits. The Alberta Institute for Wildlife Conservation, located on 40 acres in Madden, takes in a wide variety of wild animals for rehabilitation throughout the year, including bobcat kittens, bear cubs, deer fawns and young hawks. The list of prohibited patients, as mandated by the Government of Alberta, includes adult bears, cougars, moose and other large mammals. On the other hand, adults of most birds and certain smaller mammals such as porcupines and foxes are permitted to be rehabilitated, while adult bobcats are evaluated on a case-by-case basis. Some smaller mammals like skunks and coyotes are also prohibited from being rehabilitated as adults. Amanda Preston is one of numerous Okotoks residents to encounter this injured deer, which she affectionately named Winston. Amanda Preston, unfortunately, that one goes to Fish and Wildlife, giving them a call, and they will make the decision of what to do about the animal. Whether its injury is extreme enough for the animal to be euthanized, or if the injury is not substantial, then it's possible the animal could survive the injury, so it really, really depends on the situation. There are numerous reasons behind why large adult mammals are prohibited from being rehabilitated. Part of why these animals are not permitted to be rehabilitated is the extreme amount of stress being captured causes these animals, particularly with animals like moose and deer and elk, explained Potter. They often can suffer what is called capture myopathy. Once they are captured, they will basically have a heart attack due to the fear and stress induced by the capture itself, and that is often lethal. A well-publicized case of capture myopathy occurred in 2023 when a moose died in Calgary due to stress induced by humans approaching it. In the case of the wounded deer reported by Terry, the stress of approaching it could only serve to exacerbate its injury by forcing it to apply pressure to the disfigured leg, likely causing much more harm than good. For adult carnivores in particular, the potential for habituation is a serious risk. They already have a sense of security within their territory, which gives them a confidence that can lead to habituation when they're in human care, said Potter. That habituation would make these animals dependent on human care, which all but guarantees that they wouldn't be able to survive on their own upon being re-released. In the case of young animals, wildlife rehabilitation centers can only take in animals up to 1 year old. The potential for habituation is very high for animals outside of that year mark, said Potter. Notable young animals currently in the center's care include a bobcat kitten and a black bear cub. What should you not do with injured wildlife? When it comes to deer fawns in the spring, many passers-by with good intentions mistakenly end up kidnapping them. As a result of this, the Alberta Institute for Wildlife Conservation ended up overrun with fawns last year, babies that didn't need to be there, at a cost of over $1,300 for rehabilitation per fawn. Adult deer, does, will leave their fawns alone for most of the day, returning only to feed their young, often at night. This behavior ensures she does not draw attention to the fawn, according to the Alberta Institute for Wildlife Conservation. Fawns spend much of their time alone, lying quietly, waiting for their mothers to return. If you find a fawn alone and uninjured, don't worry, it is normal. Two mule deer fawns in a field on June 8, 2024, near Southridge Drive in Okotoks, while their mother grazes about a block away. Amir said, Western Wheel, leave fawns alone unless they are obviously injured, the mother is known to be deceased, or there is reason to believe they have not been cared for in over 2 hours. Contact the Alberta Institute for Wildlife Conservation's Wildlife Hotline, 403-946-2361, before intervening. Under absolutely no circumstances should people attempt to handle injured wildlife themselves, cautioned an Alberta Fish and Wildlife spokesperson in a statement issued to the Western Wheel. Alberta Fish and Wildlife would like to remind Albertans that they should never attempt to handle injured wildlife, reads the statement. Being handled by humans is extremely stressful for wildlife, and may actually cause more harm to the injured animal and put yourself and others at risk. The best practice is to leave the injured animal alone. If wildlife is unable to move due to its injuries, or if you need advice on a specific situation, please call your nearest Fish and Wildlife office. Albertans must also never take it upon themselves to house or care for an injured wild animal, which is outlawed by the Provincial Wildlife Act. Only wildlife sanctuaries with a wildlife rehabilitation permit, such as the Alberta Institute for Wildlife Conservation, are permitted to do so under the government's guidelines. Regardless of the animal's condition, calling Fish and Wildlife is likely the best course of action, said Terry. It's always just best to ask, in my opinion, even if no one's gonna come out, she said. I would recommend calling, because even if you're not sure and you give them details, they'll tell you what to do or if someone will come out to deal with it. A list of Alberta Fish and Wildlife offices can be found here. More information on orphaned or injured wildlife is available here. Deer in urban areas. Encountering injured wildlife is an unfortunate reality in Okotoks and surrounding area. With deer living in proximity to humans, they're prone to being victims of vehicle collisions, unnatural circumstances impacting their well-being and even mysterious deaths. The problem is only made worse when people feed the deer. Deer easily become habituated to life in urban areas. They get a steady and easy supply of food, while they're kept safe from predators for the most part. As a result of the relative safety of living in Okotoks, deer are able to survive with severe injuries that they would likely not last long with in the wilderness. Above all, helping deer, healthy or injured, can come down to something as simple as not feeding them.